Kuti Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Nida, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Beis. Today's shir has a number of dedications. It's dedicated by my wife, Leah, in honor of my birthday today, Baruch Hashem. It's dedicated by our close friend, Dr. Gundel, and his wife, in honor of her mother's Yoredzeit, Toi Boitl Bas Eliezer, dedicated in honor of our close friend Harry Fox's mother, Devoira Bas Tzvi. Those Yoredzeits are today. And also dedicated by a close friend in Toronto, should be a schus for Hashem sending her daughter, her true Zivu Kosher Vahogon, as quickly and easily as possible, Gabriela Sara Bas Talia Rivka. Again, this halacha is based on chapter 16 in Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal closes the halacha with a clear review and explanation. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'hatoranal. Based on what we've been learning till here, we can understand what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. She'yevsher lahatzadik lihiyos dovuk tomid b'Hashem yisborach. That it's impossible even for a tzadik to always be deeply connected b'Hashem yisborach and flying in the high heavens. U'behechrech tzorech lehizbate lefamim. He must take a break at times. Ki pa'omim bitula shel Torah zehu kiyuma. As the Gemara says, there are times when taking a break from the Torah is what ensures the continuity of the Torah. Kedei shelo yizgabru chas v'sholom ho'anonin demechasyan aleinin v'izbatel medveikusoy legamri. K'may shekosuv shom ayin shom. In order that the forces of Tumah, the klipos, the clouds that cover the eyes, which Rabbeinu Zal says there represent the two leaders of the Sitra Achra, Esav and Yishmael, so that they shouldn't chas v'sholom rise up against the person and knock out his dveikus completely, chas v'sholom. Hainu kanal. This fits beautifully with what we've been learning till now. Ki hadveikus b'Hashem yisporach, Zebechinas Yichud Kutshebrichu Shchintei, because this deep connection between a person, between a Jew and Hashem, is an example of the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, because the Jewish nation is what makes up the Shekhinah. We've mentioned in the past, the Arizal says that the word Shekhinah, b'milui, when you write out each letter, the way you pronounce it, Shin, spelled Shin Yud Nun, Chaf, spelled Chaf Pei, and so on and so forth, it's Bigimatria Tof Reish Aleph, 601. And the Jewish nation, the base of the Jewish nation, is Tof Reish Aleph, 600,000 Neshamos. And the Arizal shows the connection there, that the Jewish nation is called Knesset Yisrael in the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Shekhinah is called Knesset Yisrael. Bechinas Chibur Hadas Imho Emuna. This is similar to what we've been speaking about throughout this halacha, the union between the Das and the Emuna, the sun and the moon. V'chein kol odom, b'chol eis she'oisik b'toira v'avoido, hu meyached yichudim kol echod kefi madrigosoi. And what we're talking about here now doesn't just apply to the tzaddik. It applies to every single Jew. Every single Jew, when he's involved in studying Torah or serving Hashem in any way, is bringing about these yichudim, these unifications, each one on their level. As is the custom of many Jews, to recite these words before we perform any major mitzvah, before learning Torah. L'shem yichud kutshe barichu shchintei. That I'm doing this in order to bring about a union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. V'chol ha'yichudim hein b'bechina hanal. And all of these divine unifications are all similar to this concept. B'bechina sishabrus hadas ha'kodosh imho emuna kdosha. It's the union between the holy das and emuna. Sometimes it's called Chochma and Malchus. Sometimes it's called Tiferes and Malchus. It could be called 100 different terms. Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But it's all this concept. Aval habaldovor v'haklipois hanechozim b'hanitzoitzois. Hamizbarin mishviras kelim. על ידי הייחודים הנעשים על ידי עבודת ישראל, however, the Satan and the forces of Tumah that are attached to these holy sparks, which are being refined and corrected from the original shattering of the vessels, and they're being refined and corrected through these Yichudim, which are being generated through our serving Hashem, he mizgabrim me'oid, bozeo ho'ish, ho'oisek levararam alidei avidosoi. These forces of Tumah try to fight with everything they have against a person who's involved in trying to refine those sparks and remove those holy sparks from the domain of the Sitra Achra by performing these Yichudim. Al kein, therefore, kishe oisek eze shoes b'toyr of avoida, when a Jew is involved for several hours in the study of Torah or another act of serving Hashem, misyageya moichoi, the person's brain becomes tired, umizbalbel, and the person can no longer think very clearly and strong. V'chol minei bilbulim sheboilam, kulam nimshachim ibechinas ho'ananin demechasin alainan hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, all types of confusion and lack of clarity of the mind are all being caused by those clouds that cover the eyes, those, the Sitra Achra, Esav and Yishmael. Shehim bechinas kfirus, Pigam emuna, they represent denial of Hashem, lack of emuna, umehem mishtalshelim v'nesavim kol minei bilbul adash shaboilam, and it's from them that there spirals down and occurs all types of confusion, lack of clarity in the mind of a person. V'alkein, and therefore, kishehodom roye shemoichay nezbalbel me'avidosoy she'osak eze shoyz, when a person sees that their mind is no longer thinking clearly as a result of the fact that they've been serving Hashem for several hours, behechrech hutzorech loseis naicho lahamoichem, the person must give a rest to their mind, ulehizbatel me'avoidosoi, and to disconnect from that avoidas Hashem, the davening or the learning, whatever they were doing, velishon ktsas, and to rest a little bit, to sleep a little bit. Oy ledaber sichas chulin im bnei odom, ukiyotze boze, or to speak to another person about life, about what's going on in the world, sichas chulin, meaning not actual divrei Torah. Shezehu gam kein bechinas shena. That type of talk is also a form of rest, a form of sleep, because the brain is not being used for a high-intensity Torah and connection to Hashem. K'moy sheshamati mipi Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal, that when a person talks to friends or talks to their family member, whatever it is, about ordinary things, that's a form of rest from high-intensity connection to Hashem, mental connection to Hashem. V'oz b'shas ha'shena v'habitul, shehu gam kein b'chinas shena, and then during that sleep or during whatever interruption the person is interrupting their learning or avodas Hashem, which is also called sleep, oz moichoi nistalek v'nizbatel v'nichlal besoicho emuna k'doisha. During that period of time, the part of the person's brain that usually connects to Hashem, to Torah, to high intensity connection to Hashem, that part of the brain leaves and becomes goes back, it clears the registers back to zero in a sense. Where does it leave into? It plugs into emuna. Vidas, they change the channel on that part of the brain. The channel changes from das, from moichin, to emuna. Bibchinas, as we say every morning when we wake up in the morning, chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecha, that brand new in the morning, a new, powerful, great emuna. K'mo shomer Rabbeinu Zal v'atoyra ashrei hom, and as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 35 on the Likutei Moran, hamedaber mishena. There, Rabbeinu Zal gives us several versions of sleep, several different examples of what constitutes sleep, what constitutes a rest for the moichin. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Torah Lamed Hei. Hainu, what this means, She'oz b'shas ha'sheno v'habitul ein mishtamesh im moichoi klal ba'avoydes Hashem. During that sleep, or during that time that the person's taking time off to exercise, to do whatever it is, whatever they need to take a break, during that period of time, they're not using their brain for that powerful connection to Hashem, spiritual connection to Hashem. V'loy nishar loy rak ho emuna levad. So what is connecting the person to Hashem at that time? Emuna, faith, only faith. Ki ho emuna nishar loy tomid. Because the emuna is that backup generator that's always connected, always on. Ki kol Yisroel haksherim. Because all religious Jews, afilu b'sho Hashem is batlin ve'eino iskem b'avoydes Hashem, even when they're not studying Torah or they're not involved in an actual mitzvah, afal pikein emunosom chazoko ma'oid. Still, their faith in Hashem is solid, and they'll say Baruch Hashem and Emietz Hashem, v'alkein habitul hu toiva gedoyla elov. And therefore, taking time off sometimes is a tremendous benefit for the person. Because the person is seeing and realizing that they're starting not to be able to think clearly, and as we learned earlier, the fact that a person experiences that confusion or lack of clarity shows that the emuna is not perfect. It's not 100%. Alkein behechrich levatel daitoy legamrios. Therefore, the person must disconnect the das from the das completely. V'alkein behechrich sheizbatel oz ktsas me'avoidosoy. And therefore, the person must take a break for a short period from their deep service of Hashem. Kedei lahafsik ulevatel hayichud hanasa al yedei avoidosoy. In order to turn off, to shut down that yichud that's usually generated as a result of the person serving Hashem, studying Torah, doing mitzvahs. Kedei levatel lefi sho chibur ho emuna im hadas. And the person is shutting down that connection between emuna and das temporarily. Shehu bechinas yichud, which is this a unification. Ki be'eis habilbul shenimshach meho anonen amal. Because during that time of confusion, lack of clarity that's being caused by those clouds, shehim bechinas kfirois, those clouds, Esav and Yishmael, represent denial of Hashem. Oz osur lehishtamesh im hadas klal. It's forbidden for the person at that time to try to use their intellect. V'oz behechrech lehizbatel. The person has to take a break from the intellectual pursuit. V'habitul hu bechinas shena. And that break is like sleep. She'oz hu nichlal rak be'emuna levad. And when a person is in that state, they're plugging into, they're connecting to Hashem only through emuna. Ki oz tzrichin lahachyo satzmoy rak be'emuna levad. Because during that period, the person has to draw spiritual life and energy only from emuna. Shehi bechinas shena ubitul, which is synonymous with this, which is a form of sleep and bitul. V'oz, and by doing this, nischadesh sichloi umoichoi besoicho emuna. The person's brain and the person's das will be rejuvenated. It'll be refreshed inside the emuna. Bebchinas chadoshim labekorim rabba emunasecha. As the person says, new, brand new in the morning, through an increase of emuna. What's new? The moyach is new. And the person zoicha afterwards to a new, fresh brain. To go back and start a new beginning in serving Hashem, in learning and praying and doing mitzvahs with new strength, new energy, and with new inspiration and motivation. וכנראה בחוש, as we see in actual life, שהאדם העוסק צס בתורה ועבודת השם, that a person who's involved a little bit in learning and serving Hashem, כשמזבטל קצס, when that person takes a short break, ועוסק בשיחס חולן וכיוצא, and they're involved in speaking to a friend or a family member about regular things, not a dvar Torah. אזי אחר כך חוזר ללימודוי ועבודוסוי בחשק יויסר ובחייס יויסר. Then that person, when they go back to learning, they go back with new energy and new desire. ועל כן צורך האדם לפלס דרכוי כשעוסק בעבודת השם ובתורה. And based on this, a person has to calculate, measure their ways very carefully when they're involved in avodas Hashem, hispoidus, tefillah, Torah, sheyisbatel lefa'amim kishemoichoy misyageya, that there are times when the person must take a break. They must go to sleep. They must eat something. They must go for a walk. They must talk to their wife or to their husband or to a child or to a friend. Kidei shelo yisbatel moichoy legamri chas v'shom, so that they don't blow their mind completely by trying for too much. Ki habitul hu kiyum ha-Torah. Because when this is done properly, with the right amount, at the right times, in the right way, this will ensure and guarantee the person's success in Torah. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says, bitulo shel Torah zehu ikiyumoy. The right type, the right amount, and the right type of bitul Torah, that's what ensures and guarantees the Torah. Ki habitul ktsas hu kemoishena. Because taking these a short break is like sleeping, shehi naichol amoichen, which is a rest for the person's brain. The kanal, as we discussed throughout this halacha. Baruch Hashem, with this we complete this halacha, and with this we complete Hilchas Nida. Any questions, please?
I have a question, Rav.
Please.
Can this also be applied to work or anything that we're doing that we do for a long period of time?
Definitely, definitely. It's just that Rav Nosson Zal stressing that hopefully the highest intensity brain usage and the greatest spiritual brain usage is in Torah and Avodas Hashem. But definitely, yes. The human mind has its limitations, and if a person tries to go beyond, sometimes they can fool themselves into thinking that they're doing great, and they don't realize that it's coming from the Yetzer Hara, and their brain is tired at this point. They're not thinking as clearly as they need to be and should be in order to make really important decisions or choices, even lahavdil if it's not in Torah. Okay, we'll start the next halacha. Today's shiur is going to be a little bit shorter because one of our close friends has a yard site this morning, and I'll be going to Har HaZeisim, Baruch Hashem, to be zoche to be by my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, and the other the Breslovitz Tzadikim there. Hope to be a good shliach for all of us over there, Mitzvah Hashem.